Preparation in tens. Translators, we're reading from Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 12. This is the first excerpt we're supposed to read during the lesson. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 12. We should understand that the essence of the creature and of creation as a whole is only the will to receive. Anything beyond it is not part of creation, but extends from his self by way of existence from existence. Thus, why do we discern this will to receive as aviut and turbidity? And we are commanded to cleanse it through Torah and mitzvot to the point that without it we will not achieve the sublime goal of the thought of creation. So now, exactly now, we have an opportunity during the lesson to engage in Torah and mitzvot. Yesterday we received from a very practical definition. What does it mean that we are working between us with the reforming light? And I'm holding the microphone, and I want to share the friends who are now listening to us, so they will be envy and get ideas that yesterday our Gabbai Avinam turned to friends from all over the world to send us recordings about the importance of the morning lesson and about the importance of being a focus group. And it brought me here burning to this lesson to use the force of the world kli to ignite, to turn friends on. It's a dynamite. Something great to hear how much this lesson is important to the friends and how much it is important for them that we will be in focus in the focus group.
In general, all these lessons, when you start learning the preface, is so strong that we as a group hold each other and incorporate together under the influence of the Kabbalists, under the influence of the light. Without all these smart aleck questions, you just flow with the head of the Kabbalist.
Yeah, the beasts are tired, but that force of the world kli, which every friend can feel that it is holding him on this airbag and putting him into and bringing him into the lesson, to cleave to the friends, cleave on to Rav, cleave on to the study material. This is our life, the morning lesson. This is the only place which makes a difference in this insane reality.
Yeah. And this gift, going through these mechanical actions, performing, being in the morning lesson and doing actions in the morning lesson, that's our demand. And Rav mentioned it yesterday, he repeated it also, that this is our commitment as a whole kli to do it.
Soon we'll start studying preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and not to just learn wisdom or knowledge, we have to feel that it is somehow related to us. And it depends only on the preparation we do before the lesson, how we approach such study. Therefore, this preparation that we're doing here and now is extremely important. So let us find the right inner request to want to tie ourselves, connect ourselves to the study in such a way that the reforming light in the book will come and shine upon our soul and reform it.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It was very special to hear the friends talk about the preparation. It was surprising. Okay, we have a chance to connect to Baal HaSulam, to the way he made this wisdom simple for us, for the next generation to go into the system, and this is taking place right now. We can do it. Use it.
First of all, it's so good to be back here with you. We're on a flight during the lesson before, and I heard it on the flight, and I was very impressed that we have started studying the preface all over again, and the whole lesson was the preface. And 2 days ago, when I saw you on the screen in the preparation for the lesson, when we were in New York, so I had tears in my eyes just looking at you. I can't understand such emotions myself, which stem from the result between us in a fixed 10. And now, when we're studying preface again, one of the things I heard in the last lesson is that we have to depict all the phases from this world till and so through the 10. And we have to make an effort to shift from the usual that we're used to, the language of work, to the language of preface and tests. And we have to give forces to one another in order to be in it.
We're starting one more lesson, one more day. Together, we're going to build the yearning to the Creator between us from scratch. This is the lesson. Doesn't matter what language you say it. That's it. I have nothing more to add.
Okay, it was a very special day yesterday. As if into the morning lesson of preface, all the inspirations that the Gabbai arranged for us from the world clearly got into it. And that charges our commitment and the responsibility that we have even more. And I know that we're all holding ourselves together, and all our friends who cannot connect to some tenor and are with us. So let's do as Rabash says, a great effort before the study for the light to come and not to be distracted. This is how he writes, can't remember where, but it's in the Torah and labor in the path of the Creator. The light can be useful if it's not distracted, but if you're distracted, it's useless. So we should help each other gently also, but preface, if you're asking questions, we should flow into the preface from within and without to constantly hold on to the connection between us with which we want to read the text. So we should let the Creator, let the light work on us.
Yeah, Chanoch couldn't come physically. I'm sure he's listening to us in his home, so we're holding you with us. And yeah, come on, prayer between us.
Preface
the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Item 10. Thus you find that this nefesh, the light of the life that is dressed in the body, extends from his very self, existence from existence. As it traverses the four worlds, Abiyah, it becomes increasingly distant from the light of his face, until it comes into its designated kli, called guf, body. This is considered that the kli has completed its desirable form, and even if the light in it has so diminished that its origin becomes undetectable through engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, one purifies one's kli called guf, until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure included in the thought of creation when he created it. This is why Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia said, the Creator wished to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot.
Yeah, let's leave it.